Adi Shankaracharya, he was found to have the great intellect of the first Shankaracharya and the heart of Buddha, the lovable soft heart of Buddha and the great intellect of Shankara, and that was his personality. He wouldn't go much in details of the philosophical discussions, but what he spoke was simple truths of life. But very simple, so piercing, they went straight home to heart. People have been telling us, as there were, that those were the meetings in open air, all the time in open air, except in the rains. Open air meeting, we used to have 16, 20, 12, 8, big 12 mic to cover the range of about 50,000 people, 100,000 people like that, just for his evening discourses. And he would hardly speak 30 minutes, 40. 40 minutes was the maximum that he went sometimes. But every word that he spoke was so powerful, was so piercing, was so convincing. But people would see him and would be transformed to all good life. Whatever remained there, buried in the subconscious, will come out when they hear his words.